it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We'll go ladies first to Lauren, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lauren. Going once. Lauren, going twice. Lauren, thanks for the call. Let's try Daniel in Florida. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel. Do we have Daniel?
I need to give Lauren my phone number. She can call me.
Hey, all right. And,
hey, man, I was calling because your 10 steps, man, none of it's working for me. And I guess my whole point is most of the time I'm pretty happy, but when I do get depressed, it's all because the intolerance that is surrounding me, the government and brainwashing of people from government. I mean, it's like I try to help people. You know, people come to me for calculus help or algebra. I do a lot of fabricating. But you know what? They get word that I might just smoke some weed down on the beach while playing frisbee or ate some mushrooms. Next thing you know, man, I'm like a bad person. And,
how are your customers getting word that you've taken mushrooms?
Oh, no, I mean, just if you talk freely to people like you guys talk. No, I mean, that's not. Yeah, I talk freely to people about the drug war, stuff like that. And, man, it's like when you talk to people about liberty, oh, man, it's very difficult. But one thing that's helped me out a lot is you guys. And now instead of the whole Constitution thing, I'm talking about violence and non-aggression and what you would lock somebody in a cage for. And, oh, man, you guys are great.
Are you saying that that approach has helped you in your discussions with people, or that they're just as frustrating? It's just that you changed your approach.
No, definitely. Those are, well, man, I don't know about people, but those approaches are helping me because, man, I've been a big constitutionalist for, man, since I was a teenager and I read the Constitution. Then sometime, I'm 33 now, sometime in my 20s, I just gave up talking to people about it because now.
How long have you been studying the message of liberty? How new are you to this idea?
I've been studying the Constitution and understanding liberty for a while, but I never did understand it on the level of violence and aggression against people. And
right. Most people stop in the beginning phases. They stop at the Constitution and say, "Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'll embrace that." And then,
you know, the tough thing about the Constitution is somehow or another it's gotten us to where we are. And sure, people can say that they violated the Constitution, but you know, they set up a body called the Supreme Court that has the people that they appoint on it to decide what the document says in the first place. So they've sort of covered all their bases. And you really have to ask yourself, if the federal government was only meant to fulfill the four or five things that they're outlined in the Constitution, why did they have a legislative branch in the first place? I mean, what isn't the legislative branch there to create laws? And it requires is a majority vote. So it's not like they were looking to really limit those laws a great deal. So, I mean, what is this whole idea of unconstitutional or not? Maybe the goal was to have a big intrusive federal government like the one we have. I don't know, but we certainly have it.
Yeah, well, I don't know either, but, man, checking out the guys at Free Keen and Sam, I am, and Ian, and Delbert, and man, I just your ideas are great, and
I've been depressed about government for a long time. I think as you move away from the constitutional arguments and you start moving into the pure voluntarist or liberty mindset or come from in your discussions.
Hey, is that Sam?
It is, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, he has joined us here for the remaining 2 hours of the show.
I think once you move away from that, what happens, what changes, is that you start challenging people's long-held beliefs about the state, what they learned in school, the way life is. And, you know, it's a lot harder to do that than it is to talk to people about how government has grown beyond its original mandates. Does that make sense?
A lot of things you guys say make sense. And the thing that makes the most sense to me now that when I talk to people about politics, I try to bring it all back now to aggression and violence. And
it's a good, it's always a good idea, because if you allow yourself to get mired down in the details of, well,
yeah,
you know, let's look at this government program and analyze the statistics and see if it's really you know, effective compared to whatever else. I mean, you could do all that, but it requires a whole lot of work and effort and research and everything, and there's always something they can say to rebut you. There's always something that they have, some arrow in their quiver that they can pull out, and aha, well, NASA's great too, you know, or whatever it is that that they've got. But if you nail it down to the issue of aggression, if you nail it down to the, you know, strike the root, and you always come back to human beings and their interactions with one another and what is an appropriate way for human beings to interact with one another, there's not anything they can say to that besides defending the aggression, and that puts them in a very uncomfortable position.
And what took me a long time was learning how to get that across in a way that's non-confrontational, that they're not going to immediately reject and start questioning, you know, me or my position, or, you know, doing the character attacks that we see so often on freekeen.com.
Thank you, Daniel, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and keep working on improving yourself. 800-259-9231. I know it's a constant process in my life.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. Did you hear any of the first hour, Sam, perchance?
I heard most of it, yeah.
Okay, because that would have been a great hour for you to be here.
I know.
We're talking about being more positive. You're certainly welcome to throw something in here in a bit. Let's go to Lauren. I think she's actually there at this point. Lauren in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Are you there, Lauren?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, a couple things. I was just thinking about what you were just saying, and I have a saying, we best protect when we respect. We best protect each other when we respect the truth. And the bottom line is, you know, I am God's gift to me. You are God's gift to you. If you don't believe in God, that's fine. But each one of us is our own kingdom, our own land, our own piece of consciousness that we're supposed to control. This rogue government is supposed to be serving the people and protecting their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That was the purpose for which they were put together.
Now, yeah, but that's all a cover story. I mean,
well, no, it's
ideally,
just what they did.
But ideally that would be nice, but the only way that government could possibly be constructed in that fashion is to do things on a voluntary basis.
Well, no, but this is my point. It is voluntary. That's why the 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States.
Lauren, I tried telling them that I didn't consent. Lauren, I tried telling them I didn't consent to their system, because it says in the First Amendment of the New Hampshire Constitution that consent's required for good government.
Yeah. That's when they gave you 30 days for the first time you said you didn't consent.
Yeah, 30 days in jail,
well,
by 30 more, followed by 30 more.
Here's the thing. I know they're violating a lot of their rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that are supposed to limit them and abusing the people, but it's actually our fault because, you know, we go through their school systems where they mass indoctrinate, and, you know, you can't really – people don't even know this is a republic, not a democracy. I mean, you know, mob rule.
The difference doesn't – I mean, the difference is so subtle, though. I mean, a republic is basically where
you – Well, no, it's not subtle at all.
Well, a republic
is
where you democratically – wait a minute, Lauren. A republic is where you democratically elect people as so-called represent you, which isn't possible.
A republic is all equal under the law, which means you don't have government workers, government servants able to abuse you, rob you –
Lauren,
doing.
Lauren, how can government protect life, liberty, and property if they first must take it in order to do so?
Well, no, I'm not for any of this. I was just making the point that they are not honoring the Constitution is what they swore an oath to uphold, okay? If we can't even get to that part, what's the point of participating in this whole thing? But anyway, I just was calling about the money thing where you were talking about they're taking off one day a month.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
check this out.
Island.
This is out of the Constitution, okay? The Constitution of the United States of America. The Constitution shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meeting shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. All they're supposed to do is meet once a year and say, hey, did anybody violate the Constitution in any way? That's it. They're not supposed to be sitting there trying to figure out how to run our lives, how to educate our children, how to take care of our health, how to save for our retirement.
Yeah, well, try telling
them
that,
what to
though.
Put in our bodies here, have a vaccine full of poison. I wouldn't stand
Lauren,
still
I
for you to shoot
Lauren,
me.
Lauren, I share your frustration. But
wait, what, did you
oh,
say
no, I'm
that,
not frustrated. frustrated.
No, no, no,
I'm just
Lauren, that doesn't make any sense to me. Now, you're saying the legislative branch is supposed to meet to see whether or not people violated the Constitution? I thought that was, I mean, that's what I was taught the Supreme Court was for.
Well, no, 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 but my point is they only were supposed to meet once a year. They're not supposed to be meeting all year figuring out how we're supposed
They started their crap real early, I can tell you that much.
Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Can the Constitution be gotten back to? Let's look into that.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, joining you, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I. wiki.freetalklive.com.
And I just watched a new Low Country Liberty report. That Ridleyographer over there from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. He was up at the Live Free or Die Fest. I think he might still be in town.
He had to catch an airplane out.
Okay, excellent. Well, you can see his Ridley reports, or see his reports at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com. I enjoy them, and you can get updates on Facebook or Twitter.
So we were on the phone with Lauren there for a moment from Ohio, talking about the Constitution and how in her opinion, the government is no longer adhering to the Constitution. And of course, she's absolutely right about that. The Constitution was in its original intention was as a set of rules for the government to follow. A lot of people have come to the belief that the Constitution grants them rights and the Constitution essentially gives them rules. And really, it's a rule set for the government. And they never really have bothered to follow it. It's just that they follow it even less now than they ever have in the past. And of course, as many people do, who love the idea of freedom, she was opining about how if things could get back to the Constitution, that sure would be great. And at the same time, she also said that she agreed with us when we were pointing out that, you know, the government is violent and that it should be operating on a consensual basis. It should be operating based on consent rather than threats of violence. While she agreed with that, she also seemed to be very of the constitutional mindset. And the Constitution authorizes taxes. So it's in the Constitution. Violence is enshrined within the Constitution. The government, from its formation, was not intended to be a voluntary organization. It's a government. Now, I know, Mark, you say that you'd like to see someone experiment with the idea of a government that was funded on a voluntary basis, and I would be fine with that. If people wanted to do business on a voluntary basis based out of consent and call themselves a government, that'd be okay with me, as long as I wasn't forced to pay for what they're doing. I don't want to pay for your government schools. I'm not interested in that. I don't care if it says it in your Constitution.
I think that I think the idea of everybody operating in a voluntary world is a great idea. I just think that, you know, the only way you're going to get from point A to point B is by having a plan. And it seems to me that the plan, in order to get rid of the government, either has to be one of two things. Either you have to have a bloody revolution, or you've got to educate people to the point that we can peacefully get rid of this thing. And to me, peacefully get rid of it means shrinking the size of government. And one of the ways to educate people is to show them that smaller government works.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of that. I think education is very important. But I think you'll see a shrinking in the size of government if you can convince people to go voluntary. I mean, that's really the only thing that needs to change here, is that if these government bureaucrats begin operating on a voluntary basis, then I have no more objection with what they're doing.
Yeah, but Ian, people look at this issue and say, well, we have to have government, and they can give you 100 reasons as to why, because they have been taught so well by the government school system that, you know, we have to have this apparatus out here doing this, otherwise society would fall apart, and they believe that. So they don't see, you know, letting the market take over or doing things on a purely voluntary basis as an even a viable option.
Well, that's where our job comes in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's continue with your calls and talk to Fritz in Missouri. Fritz, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Fritz.
I'm calling on Skype. Is the audio all right?
Sounds fine. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, you're on an open speaker system in the house, and I have a handheld mic. Speaking about education, I think I can clear up some of this, how they usurped our authority. And if you look at the first sentence in Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, and if you will use your grade school skills and diagram that sentence.
I don't have it handy. Do you happen to have it?
I've stopped worshiping it like a religious document these days, so I don't keep it around as much.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it online. I don't have it laying here either.
Okay.
Uh, My friend was in the Marines, and he learned the law because he was a law clerk in the Marines, and he has a great website called sanityclause.com, and he has some great writings on there, and this is one of his writings, and his name is Sanity Clause. He's a rainbow person. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. And if you diagram that sentence, you will see that Congress never had authority to create the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is us. And Congress only has authority to create such inferior courts from time to time.
That's That's all very academic. How does that translate into reality? How does that translate into action in reality, the future?
That's how they stole our sovereignty.
They got it. And now that they've had our sovereignty for 250 years, what do we do?
Wait a minute. Now, how does a sentence on a piece of paper steal sovereignty? I would say that your sovereignty was stolen the moment you decided to give it up, the moment you decided to bow down and obey whatever they're telling you to do.
Well, I'll use your argument. I didn't decide that. My ancestors decided that.
No, but, you decided every single day of your life. You decide to go along with the system as much as you decide to go along with it. I do, too. I go along with it, too.
Unless you were born into slavery. I mean, if your ancestors decided this for you, if your ancestors decided this for you, then you were born into slavery. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
You say you don't go along with the system? Do you pay taxes?
This is how they pull. Well, if you don't work, you don't have to pay taxes, do you?
Do you have a house?
I have a house. I do pay some property tax.
Then you're going along with the system.
I pay as few taxes as I can.
Look, I'm not jumping down your throat on this. I do too.
You jump down everybody's throat.
No, I'm not trying to jump down your throat here. I'm telling you, I do the same thing, okay? I do the same exact thing. But it's our choices that have given up our sovereignty, not some line on a constitution, not some old document that a bunch of dead guys wrote a couple hundred years ago. That didn't do anything. That's just a words on paper. It's our choices collectively that have gotten us to this point. If we just decided to choose differently, if more people decided to minimize the taxes they paid or not pay at all and not go along with the diktats and the demands of these government people, then they would be completely powerless because they couldn't throw everybody in a prison cell. But because everybody's afraid of being the first person to step out of line, the government is very effective at keeping people very unfree.
So we could decide to create our own Supreme Court and challenge this.
Well, that's the thing. When we talk about changing people's minds, the world is existing because people believe this is the way it should be. Like I was talking about earlier, they believe in this apparatus of the state that it's necessary, and just going and creating a competing entity that people don't really believe in I don't think is going to do much to change things.
Well, I don't disagree with any of your arguments, really. I'm trying to explain to people, and the woman that just called was great. I'm trying to give her some background as to how this was done, and I'd like to continue. Later in history, at a state level, in the 40s, during World War II, when nobody was paying attention, the Bar Association in most states got laws passed in most states, and I believe Illinois was the first state. In Missouri, I think it's RFMO 484.
Tell you what, you'll have to call us again and give us more of this later. I thank you for the call. We're going to move on. But, what I'd like to hear from you is let us know how that process goes with you creating your own Supreme Court. We'd love to hear how effective that works out at attaining liberty. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that you want to collect your money and keep your clients, too. So check out their banner at freetalklive.com and go visit SACL CAI. So let's continue taking your phone calls and go to Keith in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, Free Talk Live?
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm on a Skype call, too, so hopefully you can hear me okay.
It's working out. Go on.
Okay. So the other day, on I think it was Friday, you guys were discussing reality and consciousness.
Yes.
And so I wanted to kind of explore what you had said. I think the quote that you read was that reality exists independently of consciousness.
Okay, this is... Hold on.
This is the objectivist.
That was not the quote that I am agreeing with. That was the quote I was disagreeing with. The objectivist... an objectivist called us the night before and was asking us, why aren't you guys objectivists? And so we got into a brief discussion, then brought it up the next night, and that's when I read from Wikipedia what their definition of objectivism was, and I said, well, I couldn't possibly be an objectivist because I disagree with the first 10 words. And that was it.
Okay, so I think you guys, I think Sam and Ian and myself have differing views on that statement. So I was kind of calling to explore what you had meant by that reality doesn't exist independently of consciousness, or you can't subscribe to that.
Right. I didn't make this. I didn't make the contrary statement. Let me read the exact phrase from the Objectivism Wikipedia article. And I'll explain.
And I have some questions for you then.
By all means, we'll get to that here. And since Sam's here tonight, I want him to chime in on this as well, since he wasn't here for the original conversation. The statement right at the front of the description for objectivism is, objectivism holds that reality exists independent of consciousness. And all I said was, that's not a belief that I wish to subscribe to, because, first of all, you can't prove it. And I don't feel comfortable basing my beliefs around that particular statement.
I think you said that it was a leap of faith to subscribe to that.
It is, and it's okay. It's okay for people to, you know, take a leap of faith into something that they really want to believe in, but that's not something that I want to believe in.
All right. So I'm disagreeing with you.
Okay.
Okay. So here's my question. You guys are probably sitting in a room right now. Okay, and the room feels real, right?
Sure.
So the question, I guess, is for Sam. Sam, if Ian died right now, would the room still exist?
Yes.
Okay, Ian.
I feel like
Ian,
I'm being shut up here.
Ian, if you died, would the room still exist?
I would say the odds are pretty good that you know, what you expect to happen will happen.
I can absolutely, unequivocally say, if I die, all of the universe ceases to exist.
Well, I mean, okay, so the universe revolves around you, Mark. Okay, we already know that.
Yes.
So my question is whose consciousness are we talking about? Is it my consciousness, your consciousness, everyone's consciousness?
Well, I think what you're basing that presumption on is that consciousness dies with the physical body. Is that something you would say you agree with?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I tend to believe that it does because I don't have any evidence. You know, I hear stories, I hear people talking about seeing ghosts, but I tend not to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be kind of skeptical about it. I guess it's a possibility, but, you know, is it a certainty? Absolutely not. It's not a certainty.
Do you think, let me ask you one more question there, if I can.
Okay.
Do you think that it's you're completely self-contained within your body and it's the body that's actually animating itself, not something else that's driving it to think, to explore, to choose?
I think that, you know, the brain is a mystery. We don't totally understand it, but it is an organ. And somehow consciousness arises and emerges from these complex processes that are happening inside our brains.
Okay.
I mean, I think that that's a pretty reasonable, statement.
That's a belief.
Yeah, and that would be
it's a belief.
Fundamental belief where I would differ with you. I think that there is a soul that's driving the physical body.
If the consciousness is separate from the brain.
Yeah, basically. And continues after the body dies.
Now, life is very mysterious. I agree with that. Consciousness is a very unique thing. It's also a mystery to me. But I mean, in my life experience, I don't have any evidence that I will be conscious, beyond death. So I just don't know. I'll find out one day. But you know, that'll be.
I don't either.
At a future date.
You'll find out in an eternity of fiery torment.
If I may insert something here, there have been some indicators. I don't know exactly what the studies were. I remember we read a story about this maybe a year ago on the show. And it was about how there have been some people who've claimed that when they've had a near-death experience, that they have risen from their consciousness has essentially risen from their body, and they were able to observe what was going on in the room in which their body was being held. So if it was in a hospital room, they would see I'm not saying it's a ghost. I'm saying their consciousness was able to experience from outside of themselves what was happening. Then when they come back, they're able to recall certain details that they shouldn't have been able to recall because they were supposedly unconscious while they were on the operating table. There are people that are doing some studies to try to determine whether this is a hoax or not or whatever, but nonetheless, it's certainly an interesting indicator, a possible indicator of what consciousness might really be doing at the time of death.
It's interesting. I agree. That has never happened to me. Has it happened to you?
I haven't had any near-death experiences in that way. No, certainly not.
Right. Maybe one day we will, and we'll be a total believer. You guys know that you guys get all kinds of crazy ideas, callers calling in about all kinds of things. So I tend to discount those stories until I have more proof. So
have you read Edgar Cayce and looked into some of the things he did?
I haven't, and I'm willing to.
Suggest that. He was he would go into a trance and would be able to diagnose medical conditions, complex medical conditions, along with the cures that these were natural remedies and so forth that would help these people. And these were people that he had never met he was just given their name and their date of birth and their location during the reading. He would go into this trance. He would be able to explore the body and, diagnose these complex things, and they would be right on and cure people. And there are, I think, eventually they started an institute where it was a hospital, free care, where they would do this kind of treatments and so forth. And there are hundreds and hundreds of documented cases of him diagnosing ailments. And he had a grade school education. He was not a doctor.
Okay, I'm willing to look into that. The second thing I wanted to talk about, the context of that statement from Friday was in regards to objectivism.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read a little bit of Ayn Rand. I'm not an expert on it. I'm not a convert to objectivism.
Me neither.
But I think it is, it's compatible with voluntarism from what I understand.
Not from the objectivists that I've talked to. These are people that want to support the war in Iraq.
Well, look.
Right. But I've met plenty of libertarians that want to support the war in Iraq.
They're not the real libertarians.
I agree, but they self-describe as libertarians.
I don't want to be associated with libertarians because of people like that, and I wouldn't want to be associated with objectivists because of people like that. I don't know any voluntarists, anybody that considers themselves a voluntarist, who supports the war in Iraq.
Understood. I'll give you two examples. You have the Liberty Radio Network, and you also have two podcasts on your network. One is Stefan Molyneux. I guess I would consider him a post-objectivist. He came to Liberty through Ayn Rand's philosophy. Also, Wes Bertrand, the Complete Liberty podcast.
Oh, yeah, I love Wes Bertrand. Complete Liberty is a great show. We'll get back to you here in a moment. Hang on, Keith, you can continue. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So am I to presume this gentleman is an objectivist? I haven't asked that question yet. I guess we'll find out here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's no additional cost to you. The same great Amazon prices that you're used to, it's just that Amazon's going to take a cut of their profits and send it to Free Talk Live for sending them the business. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. That is amazon.freetalklive.com. We've got Keith on the line here in Pennsylvania, and we're kind of rehashing the conversation that we've had over the last week or so on this program about objectivism. Something that I honestly don't know very much about, and I had to go to the Wikipedia article to pull it up because we were asked in the past, well, why aren't you guys objectivists? Ayn Rand and all that. And I don't really know that much about Ayn Rand. I've read Anthem, which is one of her shorter books, and I read that back when I was in high school before I'd really even come to the Liberty message in any significant fashion. So I never really went down that road. It just wasn't part of my liberty education, if you will. And so looking at the definition of objectivism and having come to the kind of appreciation of the metaphysical, spiritual kind of viewpoint at this point in my life, looking at the first few words in the definition immediately sent off a red flag for me. This also, and what was also a red flag, is the fact that many people who call themselves objectivists support the government and support government aggression, things like war and and stuff like that, and I don't want to be associated with that kind of thing. So that alone would have been enough for me to just say I'm not interested in objectivism, but when I look at the first few words, it turned me off. But Keith is here with us, and Keith is in Pennsylvania. Keith, are you an objectivist?
Hey, guys. I am not an objectivist.
Okay.
I appreciate philosophy, and, you know, I take what I like from certain philosophies, and I disregard the rest. And same thing is true with, you know, Ayn Rand wrote a bunch of fiction books. They're entertaining. You really have to dig for her personal philosophy in those fiction books. If you want to read, like, a short essay of actual philosophy from her, you could read For the New Intellectual, and I guess you can get that on, what is it, audible.com/FTL.
I'm sure that
audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
It's a short essay. It's only about 40 pages long, and it's, you know, it really distills down her personal philosophy. I could do my best to give you a brief synopsis of it if you're interested.
By all means. I'm interested as far as it's a conversation we're having. I don't know how much I'm going to dig in, but I'm sure there are people listening that may be very interested. So go ahead.
Yeah, I guess my motivation is I see objectivism as kind of the on-ramp and not necessarily the destination to a philosophy of liberty. And I think a lot of people take that on-ramp, and I think to alienate them might not, you know, benefit our cause.
Who's alienating them? Oh, Keith, I think we're losing Keith.
See you later.
To alienate them. Have we alienated people by saying that we're not necessarily interested in learning a whole lot about this? Like, by the fact that I've seen stuff about objectivism that doesn't interest me, am I alienating people by being honest about my opinion? I mean, if that's what you're suggesting, I don't know. Let me see if Keith, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Is that what you were saying? Hello? You had a little a fuzz on your line there. Can you hear us, Keith?
That's probably much good. I can hear you fine.
Okay,
you
so, yeah, all is well. Just your line went to crap there for a moment. So did you hear what I was saying about what you were claiming about alienation? What were you getting at there?
Well, I guess I meant by that you had seen voluntarism and objectivism as mutually exclusive, and I don't think they are. And if you present it that way, that might cause some alienation. That's my only... That's my perception of what the conversation was Friday.
I'm going to say that to me, from my experience, voluntarism is not the same as libertarianism. From my observation and my experience of knowing libertarians and being one at one time in my life.
Well, you found one objectivist with whom you disagreed. Now, imagine for a second, Ian, that you would have run across some voluntarist with whom you disagreed before you understood.
I found more than one objectivist, but I bring that one out because it's most memorable.
Okay.
I don't remember. Ayn Rand was against World War I and World War II, from what I understand.
I remember reading that Ayn Rand didn't even like libertarians, so clearly
she
thought there was some need for a coercive government. And
she was an egomaniac, dude. That's all.
She was an egomaniac, and definitely. And, you know, her philosophy, I think, can lean to some type of narcissism, honestly. I mean, there's a lot of... you know, she talks about rational self-interest, which I think is a good, you know, way to view the world, but it can lead to complete selfishness and narcissism, which is not a healthy way to think. So, I mean, that would be the negative from her philosophy. But just briefly, she saw the world in kind of three main groups. One of them were people that want to use force to get their way. The others were people that want to use mysticism and religion and guilt to get their way. And those two groups kind of cooperate to suppress and feed off the third group, which is the producers. They're the men of the mind, is the way she called it. And these are people that use their mind to innovate and to produce. They're the businessmen, they're the scientists, they're the inventors. And they actually lift mankind out of, you know, a state of nature and give us all the things that make our life better. And it's the people that use force and coercion and the people that use mysticism and guilt. They try to control the producers.
And really, I'd say that's all an astute observation.
Yeah, and so do I. And that's really what Atlas Shrugged is all about. The producers go on strike, and they go to a place called Gulch, and they refuse to give up the fruits of their labor to these other two groups.
Yeah, kind of like what's going to happen in New Hampshire.
Exactly, exactly like that. Right? So anyway, that was my two cents on it. And I think, like I said, objectivism, I've never met a person that is still an objectivist. I think people move on beyond it.
Well, then I must say I feel like I've moved on beyond it without ever knowing what it really is in the first place, because I can't see, as the last guy that we were talking to about this was asking, well, why aren't you objectivist? Well, I don't see any reason to be an objectivist. There's no enticement for me. Would it benefit me to call myself an objectivist? I don't really even know what the term means beyond the fact that I would agree with Ayn Rand on pretty much everything, whatever that means. I know that I agree that people should be interacting on a voluntary basis. I presume that a lot of objectivists feel that way, but I don't know for certain based on the conversations I've had. So I think I'll just stick with being a voluntarist because it's a very simple thing to describe. People should interact with one another. Human beings should interact on a voluntary basis. Why do I need more than that?
All right, you're right about that, but let me just toss this idea out at you.
Toss away.
Even in a voluntary society, we're still going to have enclaves of ideas. For instance, religion, the Catholic Church is a huge organization. They used to deal in coercion. Now they don't. Now they deal in mysticism. They deal in guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very powerful thing, and it motivates people to contribute, you know, to their organization and to blindly follow it, you know, and that's just one example. There's many examples.
Yeah, and I'm no fan of organized religion, no doubt about that.
Sure. And so that's the mysticism part of it. You know, mysticism kept humanity in a state of, you know, mud huts, grass skirts, and masks dancing around the campfire, being afraid of evil spirits. I mean, that's the downside of mysticism.
So what does objectivism say should be done about this? That's what I'm not understanding.
So she promotes rationality and reason, and that's where, you know, this idea of reality existing independent of our perception of it, that's where reason comes into play. When an inventor invents a new, you know, gadget or, you know, the airplane or the wheel, whatever it is, they have to bend reality to fit their vision of reality, but they're starting from reality. They can't snap their fingers and have something come into place. Right. They have to bend reality to their will using their mind and using reason. And that's, you know, that's really what the producers do.
Okay.
You know, so that's my take on it. I figured I'd throw that out there. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I think it's certainly there's a point to saying that, okay, we are here making these observations about what we consider to be reality. But you and I were talking over the break, Sam, and I think you and I and Mark, I think as well, is pretty much on board with this idea. We're trying to look at things from outside of our perspective.
Yeah, like what I got from Keith from listening to him early on in his call is that he's kind of entertaining the idea that maybe as human beings we're self-contained within the body and we're completely driven by this physical body and this organism that
comes
to life.
Well, those have been his observations. That's his rationale, right? That's what he's determined based on his experiences.
And I think what we're saying is, or what we may be, what I believe, I don't know about you guys, but is that there's more to that there's this spirit aspect to it that maybe goes on beyond the body, that there's more to life, that we're all connected in some way that maybe science hasn't discovered yet.
And I agree with that. And science, it seems, is beginning to discover these things,
yes.
Actually, there's some very interesting quantum experiments that have gone on that are pretty revealing and very intriguing in that fashion. And I think that belief system that you're describing, Sam, and I hold it, and Mark, I think, Mark, you also hold that belief system as well. I think probably would be enough to break us away from Ayn Rand, as far as she sounds like a very, you know, based in her observations, rational, if it can't be proven, it must not be true.
Yep.
I've kind of moved away from that perspective. And we can continue on this path here in a few moments and take your calls as well at 800-259-9231, because there are some things that that happen that just will cause you to question reality itself. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.